Now, morning to Gray, Neve, and Josh.
Hello.
Hello. Hi. How are we all?
Yeah, doing good.
Good, good. I'm excited to get into this. You've got an exciting event happening this Saturday, Placeholder Fundraiser, which is fundraising to make a community-owned sound system. Is that right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
What is that going to look like, having a community-owned sound system?
So I mean, a sound system, like, in this sense, is like a custom-built sound system for running gigs. And, like, it comes, like, the idea comes from Jamaica, I guess, back in the day with dub and reggae and dancehall and so on.
Mm-hmm.
But it's kind of, like, taken off and through all sorts of genres throughout the years. And having a community-owned one is kind of a cool way to expand the possibilities for how you can run gigs.
Mm. It's really cool to have something with the prospect of being community owned rather than like a rental, right? Like it's a beautiful co-pupper. How do you envision that is gonna like work logistically in terms of the community owned aspect of it?
I think we're gonna do our best to try to run it as free as possible for people wanting to access using the speakers.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously, that comes down to fundraising by doing gigs like we are for the build, and maybe over time we raise money to help run it. And we're also interested in like showing people how to build as well, documenting the process and putting that online for people, and also teaching people how to run it, doing education around acoustics, sound, live sound, things like that.
Sick. Yeah. That's so cool. For the uninitiated, what is the process of building a sound system from scratch? Because that sounds really hard.
Well, it's good that we've got access to a lot of everyone's got access to a lot of open source designs. So we're going to be running the some of the Paraflex designs, which is all free to use. All the specs and measurements and stuff is all available online, so it's really just buy some plywood, get the tools and have a go. It's not as much of a big daunting task as it might seem on the outside. You don't really need to be an expert in much. There's just so much information available.
That's cool, and cool to make it like part of the process, like you were saying, Gray, to sort of like open it up to people, to let more people in on that and demystify a little bit the technicalities of it. So cool. So we've got a fundraiser happening this weekend. Is this mainly for the buying the materials for the sound system?
Yeah, I mean, we basically hope to be able to buy all of our plywood with what we make on the fundraising event. So yeah, it's kind of like, yeah, sort of like probably need about 10 grand start to finish for the whole thing. So this will get us like started with all of the wood that we need to actually build some speaker boxes. So that's kind of the goal for this one.
It sounds like the fun part, I reckon.
Yeah,
like
building the boxes.
Building boxes, yeah, I like that. Are you excited to see what people do once it's up and running? Like, it's going to be so awesome, the whole community having access to this.
Yeah, absolutely. A big part of our like motivation for this is to just expand on what sound systems are being used for. And for example, like you kind of just think reggae, dub, electronic music, but it really doesn't have to be the case. Like it can kind of be anything. We're keen to get into just exploring what people can actually do with it.
Totally. And also,
you go.
Also, like the kinds of spaces that you can run a gig in as well. Like, it's such a key thing that when you have a sound system and you have access to actually making sound, you don't have to go to a venue that has a sound system. You can go to a venue that maybe doesn't have a sound system, or you can go outdoors, and you can just use it in so many different ways, which is quite exciting for the prospects of like where gigs can be run and what they can look like.
Mm-hmm. Especially when so often the rhetoric that we hear is about how challenging it is at the moment across the music scene, and how we're running out of venues or, you know, blah blah blah. But it's really cool to feel like there are ways we can think outside the box to support the scene and give people more access to making music and putting on gigs. Let's talk about Saturday night. It's going to be awesome. This is a mean lineup. And are these mostly people who are quite involved with the project as well, of building the sound system?
I think it's a mixture, really. I mean, I think yeah, like some people on the lineup are actually keen to like build some sound systems of their own, and other people have just sort of friends that we've known for ages. And I think yeah, it's like a mixture of different kinds of involvement, and I think that kind of reflects like how we sort of want to run the sound system as well, with people being able to get stuck in whichever ways that they want.
This lineup is so cool. Kaiviti and Babyface Killer, DJ Twice and Lake Boone, Foxtrot and Folsky, Fern and Faber Morrow, Jane Olsen and Damon Arts. Stacked. It's going to be awesome. This is happening at Neck of the Woods this Saturday. Speaking of good sound systems.
Yeah.
It's good inspo for what you'll build, I bet. And people can get tickets from Under the Radar.
They can.
Yes. If anyone who can't make it to the gig but they want to support in one way or another, is there any way that they can do that, or will there be lots more gigs in the future to look out for?
We're definitely thinking of running more gigs in the future, but if anyone wants to donate like now, they could either buy a ticket and not go to the gig,
mm-hmm.
or just message us on Instagram and we can give a bank number to do a bank transfer.
Cool.
Yeah, I think in the future we'll probably run like a campaign or something alongside doing gigs, but we don't quite have that infrastructure set up yet.
Yeah.
So yeah, it's pretty fresh.
Just for now, tickets are from Under the Radar.
Yeah.
I'm so excited to see the first Buschdorf with this sound system. I love an outdoor gig.
Yeah.
Oh, it's
so good.
Where I truly thrive. this is so epic. Get behind, people.
Very cool. Happening this Saturday, 25th of October. Thank you so much for coming up for a Corridor team. So excited to see where this goes. It's gonna be awesome.
Thanks for having us.
Thank you for hosting
on. Yeah. Thank you. We're gonna listen to Hokowaru from Lake Boone playing this Saturday at Placeholder, Neck of the Woods, Saturday, 25th of October. That's from 11 PM, and you can get tickets from Under the Radar. Get out there, support a mean kaupapa. Hokowaru. Do do cook water do water 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 do cook water.
Do. Waddle.